Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
In order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. Coco Chanel. Good evening, good afternoon, good night, friends, enemies, lovers, everyone in between. How are you doing, you mad bean? This is Stuart. Welcome back to the podcast where we deep dive into topics related around personal development, our mental health, wellness, fitness, trying to find a positive outlook on life, trying to understand what it truly means to be happy. Hey, it's Stuart. Today I have a thought-provoking idea for you. I have a question for you. Are you special? Are you genuinely this one in a million person? Or are you unique? I'll tell you where this episode is coming from. So, I put up online one day in my accountability posts regarding a monthly challenge for Discord that I am not special. I am not a shining star. And if people step away from me long enough, they will understand that. And they'll understand that they are not a shining star. And it caused a little bit of an uproar. You know, obviously people are on both sides of the line. So I have to rephrase, because I did not mean any disrespect to anyone. I am not special. I am not a one in a trillion chance, but I am unique, and we are all unique. I'm currently recording this at home, so say hello to Pip. I hope you can hear him purring.
No.
So now I have to give credit to Laura. And all the social media, I don't know if I can say certain things, otherwise, no, they won't get monetized. This is a podcast. All over there on my TikTok live. This is the second time I've had to re-record a section of this podcast because I keep forgetting to record. I feel like I'm being put under pressure. Performance anxiety, I do not perform well. I do not test well. If you saw in a recent video I put up that Elmo has performance anxiety, and I could not stop laughing for like a solid 5 minutes afterwards. It was the most depressing and hilarious thing I think I've ever put on the internet. And I've set that bar pretty high. But I want to return to C.T. Fletcher, who was an immense mentor to me. I've never met the man, but he would often say that if you want to change your life, if you want to be great, You better be putting in the work, you better be putting in the grind, you better be putting in the blood, sweat, tears, and the sacrifice. And this morning I was having a bad day. It was an extremely hard wave. I knew it was coming, and yet I followed my steps haphazardly, and I said, "Que sera, sera." I should have realized my hair was in pristine condition, but I had to sit down with myself, hold myself truly accountable to why would I let this happen, especially when I knew the signs. And when it comes to my mental health, I am very much trying to keep it as safe as possible. We are so fragile for our mental health. And it came down to the fact that I made a conscious choice that I was only going to acknowledge that I was doing what I need to do to take care of myself, and I wasn't putting in the effort or the work. We live in a world that often promotes gratification, you know, from just showing up, which in itself is amazing. But when you truly need to grow or to be safe, the effort needs to come. The accomplishment lies in the journey. If you're going to have to put forth the effort, you have to make it happen. You've got to get up off your ass and make it happen. You have to do the grind. You're going to have to work your ass off. That's not me, that's a CT. I have him down here quoted, "Work your ass off." He goes a lot more into explicit detail, but I won't do that to the podcast. In his inspiring words, you know, if we put in the work, that's what makes the fulfillment of success truly worth our time. These words echo with me their sentiment to our responsibility to ourselves to shape our destinies. And it's through dedication and perseverance and hard work that we genuinely would find the happiness. It's through the struggle, through the pain, through the valley of the beast. What did Jesus do there in the Bible? Walked for 40 days and 40 nights in sand. As someone who's very vocal about the fact that he does not believe in the Bible, I am very vocal about referencing the Bible constantly in my podcast. I do think they're amazing stories that through the hardship we can eventually find grace. The reason why I bring up C.T. Fletcher is because I think his life is a true testament to the fact that you need to hold yourself accountable. You need to put in the work, and you will never be handed anything. He has faced numerous setbacks from societal pressures. He's refused to succumb to anything, to the notion that he is destined to be a product of his environment. He molded himself from fire. He refused the idea that he was stuck in this one position. He embraced philosophy that hard work and perseverance and an unyielding spirit can pave the way, can be the key, can open that door to triumph. His journey would serve as a testament to me for a good portion of my life. So going back to the notion that we are not special, or I'll let you decide that for yourself. But I am not special. I am not a preordained public speaker who is going to save thousands of lives about trying to help them figure out be happy. I'm not going to be a run-of-the-mill, plucked-out-of-oblivion actor who's then going to go on to have a ridiculously successful acting career. I am not going to be anything that I do not work for. # I'm not a nepotism baby. I only just learned what that word actually meant a couple of months ago. I was sitting with a friend, and I don't know who we were talking about, and she was just like constantly, "Nepotism baby, nepotism baby. Yep, that's nepotism for you." And I thought it was necrophilia. And I was like, what kind of kinks are ye all into? But I do want to talk about a book on the idea that we need to shift our mindset in order to cultivate a stronger mental health. Because our mental stability is so fragile, it's almost like tempered glass. The book is Nathan Filer's. This book will change the way you think about mental health. Aptly named, I must say. It's the concept that you are not special. You are unique, and how society's conditionings regarding your mental health will often underestimate our resilience. We can draw inspiration from David Goggins, Can't Hurt Me, Roger That, who champions the notion of a callous mindset. You need to build and fortify your own protective barrier around your mental health. It would help us empower and persevere through struggles, through stress, strife, life's ups and downs, the emotional, the physical, the financial boundaries that we all face, and ultimately find fulfillment, happiness, and success, not only in ourselves, but in our relationships. If you can have a strong, resilient, calloused mind, you are 100% a stronger person, not only for you, but for those around you. In Filer's book, he would often challenge, you know, this prevailing notion that mental health is fragile and delicate, and it's only like that if you allow it to be. He compares our minds to the calluses that would toughen with resilience from going to the gym. You go to the gym, you lift a weight. You go back to the gym the next day, you lift a heavier weight, and then so on and so forth. You will see tears in your skin. Your skin will start to protect itself because you are growing. Society often would impose those limitations on our mental health, making us believe that we are a lot more fragile than what we truly are. Now, it does contradict what I say, that our mental health is quite fragile. I do believe it is. I believe our mental health is like a leaf blowing in the wind. But we also have the power of direction in where that leaf is blowing. Is it going to blow straight into the fire, or is it going to blow? Oh God, where was I going with this analogy? Is it going to blow into a beautiful field with buttercups and become a tree? I don't know how a leaf would become a tree. You get the idea. Okay, you get the idea. By recognizing our uniqueness, we can develop a mindset that allows us to endure, to learn, to grow from life's challenges. The calloused mindset, David Goggins. Just as the calluses would become stronger, being exposed to more pressure, we become stronger the more we acknowledge. It's interesting because David Goggins is the living embodiment of resilience. He emphasizes the callous mindset, the concept to encourage us to push past our limits and push past our limits, hashtag, you know, product placement right there, am I right? But Goggins is remarkable in the fact that his journey is marked with so much hurdles, all at once, separate times throughout his life. Obesity, racism, physical pain, abusive households. It illustrates the power of his perseverance. Many of our stories, though we are all completely different, intertwine in some way, shape, or form. To find resonance with a community or with someone who you can look up to, you can easily say, he did it, she did it, they did it, so can I. So let's apply those insights into our lives. Just like, you know, calluses from repetitive pressure, our mental strength would grow from perseverance and resilience by challenging societal norms, embracing your unique, your quirky self on this journey. Overcoming limitations being imposed by us, we need to be liked by everyone. We need a certain amount in our bank account. We need to be in certain relationships at certain ages. We need to be this, we need to be that. Remember, you are not special, but you are unique. And your uniqueness is what equips you with the strength to navigate your challenges in life. So now I would like to talk about how you are not special, but you are unique. From Brianna Weist, and she has an amazing book. I go back to it every so often. Great with poetic prose. It's called The Mountain Is You. She takes her readers on like this transformative journey, exploring the complexities of the human mind and the power of self-discovery. It has profound insights. It's where she dives into the essence of personal growth and resilience and accountability in the pursuit of happiness. Holding yourself accountable for what you want, what you've done to get to what you want, and what you need to do to get to what you want. It challenges conventional thinking and encourages its readers to confront their inner obstacles, stand in front of that mirror, bollock naked, and go, where do I want to change? I probably didn't need to put in bollock, but it just felt right. Not saying, you know, like, stand in front of the mirror, bollock naked, and then send it to Stuart and then say, Stuart, I did it. Now what? Please do not do that. I have such a horrific image of just like my DMs blowing up. But The Mountain Is You is a perfect complement for the discussion we had earlier with C.T. Fletcher and the concept, you know, you are not special, but you are unique. Weiss writes in both lyrical and insightful thought, provoking her readers, you know, with like a roadmap to navigate the intricacies of our own minds. She'd explore the idea that our internal struggles, much like mountains, you know, are not external forces, but manifestations of our thoughts, of our fears, of our insecurities. Through introspection and self-awareness, she would suggest that we do have the power to conquer these mountains, but once we realize the mountain is ourselves. Ooh. So, the mountain you are carrying is in your mind. Once you have the mental clarity to view the mountain as a thought, that mountain is you. So incorporating this into what CT would say, like the extract reinforces the idea that embracing your uniqueness comes from within, and as we've discussed, it's essential for overcoming suffering and fulfillment. Our journey towards self-discovery and acceptance is the key to unlocking our true potential. Now, in this podcast, we were exploring the idea of what CT was saying, his journey, and the concept that you are not special, but unique. We can see seamlessly how The Mountain Is You draws parallels with CT's resilience and Weiss technique. We can emphasize the transformative power of embracing one's uniqueness comes through accountability, which goes back to Nathan's change the way you think about mental health. Now, with regards to CT's motivational speeches and his background in bodybuilding and powerlifting, he draws heavily from his own life's experiences, specifically his challenging upbringing and his health issues. Similarly, with Brianna's book, The Mountain Is You, it delves into the complexities of the human mind and the power of self-discovery and resilience in order to push through adversities. Like CT and Brianna emphasize the importance of resilience to face it and head on, acknowledge it and claim it for your own in your personal well-being, in your personal life. And in Fletcher's own life, you know, it's marked with an abusive father, subsequent health issues, showcasing his remarkable ability to overcome these challenges. Brianna's book explores how confronting the mountain within us is so symbolic to our internal struggles. It can lead to personal growth and transformation. One thing I always say, and I'm waiting for Brianna to pick up on this, is that once you finish climbing that mountain, there's always another mountain. So I feel like she's going to come up with the next book being like, The Mountain Is You, and This Mountain Is You, and This Mountain Is You, and this, and like, you often find you claim your life back after a struggle, after a dramatic event, after a stressful situation, and you have to roll with the punches because the universe is constantly in a state of flow and something else is going to come along and challenge you again. The
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One thread that I am trying to instill into you is the fact or the idea that acknowledging and facing your difficult personal situations head on is essential for personal growth. But if you are magically special, you are the embodiment of a Disney sidekick character, you never have issues. You just smile, sing your song, go on your day, Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, and next thing you know, true love's kiss is waking you from your curse. Someone else is going to do the work, you will reap the rewards. This is not true. I'm trying to like scour my brain for is it true, and I can't think of one person who has received immediate success that has not come out years later and said, I was mentally messed up, I was destroyed, it did not fulfill me. It is usually the journey, embracing ourselves, working, that we do get the sense of success and fulfillment. And it's actually this journey that will sustain us when we get the rejections as well, because you can put in all the work, you can put in all the hours, all the effort, you can be the best and you still might not get what you want, but you will be proud of yourself. It's about embracing who you are, embracing who you are going to become, and figuring out how to get there. Embrace the uniqueness. I mean, like, one's uniqueness and using it as a source of strength, that is your battery. I always hate saying that I motivate people or I'm motivated to do something, because motivation is a beggar. It is a lover that comes in the middle of the night and leaves before 7 a.m. Doesn't even put on the coffee for you. It is never always, it's never going to always be there. So we as individuals are not special in the conventional sense, but our unique qualities and experiences are what make us extraordinary. Similarly, going back to The Mountain Is You, it delves into the concept of self-discovery like we talked earlier, encouraging the readers to embrace their uniqueness and navigate their internal struggles. Both highlight the importance of acknowledging your individuality and using it as a catalyst for personal transformation. Mindset and self-belief. Like, you can listen to all the motivational speeches in the world. Great. Now what? Are you going to do everything they say, or are you going to listen to another 10 hours of Mo Gawat or Mel Robbins? You as an individual have to believe in yourself. You need to push past your limits and persevere through your own challenges. No one else is going to do that for you. I need to emphasize that the role of the mind in shaping your experiences and your self-awareness can lead to a shift in perspective. So this morning, when I was not in a good place, I shifted my mind. When I held myself accountable for not putting in the work to keep and safeguard my space. And I was like, how can I learn from this? It's a glass half full, glass half empty kind of scenario. Is it raining and you have no umbrella? Or do you get to experience the joy of what Mother Nature can do? That's an absolutely terrible reference, because if it was raining and I didn't have an umbrella, I would be like a bloody mare. If we were to emphasize the role of the mind in shaping your perspective, you can shift anything to a positive, but that's a choice. There's a significance in a positive mindset and self-belief, a delusional quality, if you will, in overcoming obstacles and achieving personal fulfillment. And here is where the fun comes in. And I do mean fun, because physical exercise, when you are in a state of depression, when you are in a state of angst, anxiety, when your body is literally saying, be as still as possible, we need to shut down, the best thing you can do is move. Get that release of endorphins, bit of physical activity, weight training, running, walking, gardening, Pilates, I was going to say other stuff, but we'll keep it PG-13. Stress reduction, regular physical activity helps reduce cholesterol levels, which are elevated during periods of stress. Lower cholesterol levels leads to reduced anxiety, a calmer state of mind, easier to cope with challenges, easier to think. Having enhanced brain function, like physical discipline, stimulates the production of brain-derived, I'm going to say this word wrong, and I do apologize if I do, neurotrophic factors, BDNF, a protein that would support the growth and function and survival of brain cells. So if you have an increased amount of this and associated with improved cognitive function, enhanced learning, and better stress management, what more could you want? That sounds like you're happy. That sounds like you're coping. Increased self-efficiency. So engaging in disciplined physical activities, you know, fair play to you. I'm trying not to be profane on this episode, but I feel like we're getting to the point where I want to be like, yeah, you're amazing. But setting goals, tracking the progress, overcoming challenges, achieving fitness goals, whatever it is, the sense of fulfillment is such a boost to your self-confidence and a more positive outlook on life. Distraction and mindfulness. There are several types. Some are negative, many are positive. Physical exertion, form of distraction, allows individuals to temporarily shift their focus. A negative one would be stress relief through drinking, through partaking in other recreational activities that might have a negative impact on your mental health in the long run. Social support. That's not like a negative one. That was my next section. Group activities. Talk with someone physically, in place, on the phone, online. Reconnect. Whenever we feel in states of depression, we tend to isolate ourselves, and there's a massive difference between isolation and solitude. By incorporating physical discipline into our routines, you know, individuals like CT and others who prioritize weight training or just physical exertion in general, it can harness these neurological benefits. We are a brain in a meat suit, and how we take care of ourselves, we will reap the benefits later on in life. How we are able to manage the stressors now will make us aware of what we need to do. Regular exercise can only enhance physical health. Only enhance physical health, but also acts as a powerful tool for managing your stress, for improving your mental resilience, and for promoting overall well-being. So, I do want to drop some truth. I don't want to shake you, but you don't need a gold medal or a trophy or standing ovation to validate your existence. And genuinely, I thought I did. You don't need the world to acknowledge the weight you have carried, the battle scars you have borne, the storms you have weathered. You don't need to tell everyone what you have been through and how strong you are. So long as you know, that is all you truly need. Your strength doesn't come from external validation. It doesn't come from applause of a crowd or the admiration of strangers. Your power and your resilience and your unyielding spirit, that comes from you. They come from the battles you have faced, the scars you have to bear, the mountains you have climbed, often silently and without recognition. So much of the journeys we take alone, and no one will ever know our true story, our full story. But you can't have it as a chip on your shoulder, or the cross that you've carried, you can't keep carrying it. They are not burdens to weigh you down. They are not badges of honor. They are symbols of your indomitable spirit and your willpower to keep going. You have survived 100 of your bad days so far just to get here. By being yourself and by being unique and going through the struggle and the pain. You're not special because you made it here. You're not special because you went through it. You're not special because you survived it. You represent the battles you have won, the demons you have stared straight into the face, and the hardships you have overcome. You are not special in the way the world might define it. You are unique. And therein lies your strength, because your uniqueness is a power. We've talked about it. It is the true driving force. It is your ticket to resilience. It's the fire that keeps on burning inside you. When motivation is gone, when you don't know where to turn, it is your uniqueness to keep on working on yourself that will push you forward. Even when the world looks its darkest. So, stand tall, okay? And stand proud. You don't need to be special. You just have to be yourself. And that's extraordinary in its own way. So, yeah, it's recording. So, as we're trying to embrace this power of genuine uniqueness, you know, what does that mean? I know many of us have been conditioned to believe that we are this special entity and that the world owes us something. I'm trying to challenge that in you and in me, this notion. Draw inspiration from some incredible minds. We've talked about David Goggins, Brianna, CT. Like, David Goggins was the man who conquered the unconquerable. He taught us about callousing our minds to break free from limitations. Give yourself protection so you can soar. He made it crystal clear that nobody owes us a damn thing. The world doesn't owe us success, happiness, or fulfillment. You have to forge that for yourself. But like, if we're talking about forge, the Iron Man himself, CT, preaches the gospel of taking control. You know, being the master of your own destiny, the captain of your fate. Alan Watts. Didn't even mean to quote that. Lifting up that mental weight because, you know, you are the architect of your... You are the architect of your triumph. You need to build stone by stone, brick by brick. You need to lay down the foundation. A strong foundation for your mental health will fortify everything else you try to build on. Or, like, why does this woman pop up in everything I do now? I literally think I want her to adopt me, but Mel Robbins' 5-second rule. When you feel like you can only be still when the world is crushing in around you, hop up. Get moving, get active. You're not waiting for motivation. That's a fool's game, because it would never be a perfect moment, would it? It's about taking action and seizing the moment, realizing that life owes us nothing. So, if I could introduce a concept that's crucial to this journey. That there is a difference between being called special and being genuinely unique. Because being special implies entitlement, a demand for recognition. That being genuinely unique is about bracing your individuality without expecting the world to bow at your feet. If you've ever read a piece or an article by Jay Shetty, you know he articulates the idea that our egos often get in the way of our growth. When we believe the world owes us something, other people owe us something, we should be owed recognition, validation for the hard work we've done, the struggles we've faced. It's the ego talking. Let's shed that baggage. Break free of the entitlement and that trap. And let's talk about Roxy Nafusi, who emphasizes the importance of understanding ourselves, truly connect with ourselves in order to connect with others. Entitlement in a relationship is toxic. Entitlement with the world is detrimental. We can let go of that notion that our partners owe us constant validation or attention or happiness. You need to create a space where there can be connection and growth. For the business side, like, comment, and share. No, but I do want to take a moment to express my deepest gratitude to you, dear listener. Thank you for being here, for tuning in again, to dedicating your precious time to your journey for self-discovery and growth. Each one of you is striving to unearth the best version of yourself. That's a beacon of inspiration. Your pursuit of happiness, of a happier life filled with gratitude, stronger mental health, meaningful connections and relationships, glimmers, work, is nothing short of awe-inspiring. You are living your life. Your dedication to personal transformation, it does, whether you realize it or not, have a butterfly effect or send ripples of positivity into the world, touching the lives of everyone around you, whether you realize it or not. The more you try to look inward to find your own happiness, the more that shines outward. We're here to support every step of the way, our immense growth. So thank you for being here. If you found value in today's episode, then please maybe share, like, comment, subscribe. Subscribe to this message of empowerment from the weird Irish guy in the lake. No, but it is genuinely humbling. The reviews, the reception we receive for this podcast, I never thought we would be here a year ago. You want me to talk about mental health? What? Me? No. What do I know about mental health? What do I know about interpersonal development or trying to find the best version of myself? I still don't know very much, but we learn as we go, we grow as we go. It helps us reach more people so they can understand, yeah, I can be happy too if I work. I resonate with these people. Remember, your journey matters and your efforts matter. You're creating that ripple effect for positive change by just being you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. Let's keep up this incredible momentum. Okay? Have a good day.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.